Hey, it's just after 20 past six. Let's get to the bottom of some of these tech stories with Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective. Fevzi, the NHS offering smartphone GP appointments, I see, a step in the right direction, possibly.
Yeah, so this is something that private services have been offering for a while, consultations via video link using a smartphone or tablet. And on the face of it, of course, it's a good thing, but because it provides more access, and particularly for people who can't get out of the house and maybe can't get a home visit straight away, it should mean that it will reduce waiting times. But there are a number of concerns with this. First of all, the obvious, that they can't examine you really. And it's quite possible to miss, because that's the problem with telephone consultations at the moment. They can speak to the patient and ask them to describe their symptoms and so forth. Now, obviously, this is a bit better than that, but it's not as good as whipping the stethoscope out and actually, you know, examining a person. The other danger, I guess, is that of privacy. These sorts of consultations are quite hard to secure in a technological sense. So it's possible that this sort of thing could get hacked. Are they going to store the conversations, and if they are, what the privacy implications for that. Also, with this service, you won't see or speak to the same GP on each occasion. And I noted that some months ago there was some research that said, particularly for elderly people and people with complex conditions, that people who didn't see the same GP at least 80% of the time were far more likely to be subject to an unplanned hospital admission, because things would be missed, because there's not that continuity that you get by seeing, hopefully, the same GP more than half of the time at least. So there are those issues. And finally, the worry is that, you see, you leave your practice to join this project. It's
really? Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
At the moment, that's the way it works. And the difficulty is this: if you have these sort of people who go to this online service, practice of GPs and so forth, then the ones that will be left behind are the people with either complex conditions or elderly people or people who don't use that technology. And what that will do to those GP practices is put up their cost per patient dramatically, because each GP practice at the moment relies upon having a mix of patients. If you have predominantly very ill and very old patients, then that's going to get really expensive for those GPs to deal with, and it may become untenable. So you may end up with a sort of two-tier system of those that can access the technology and those that can't.
Interesting. Aside from GP appointments on smartphones, the BBC's launched an interactive voice drama for Amazon Alexa devices. Tell us more.
I love this. It's called The Inspection Chamber, and it's part sci-fi, part comedy. And it works through these smart speakers, such as the Echo, the various incarnations of Echo, and all the other things that have the Alexa app built into it. And the idea is that it's an audio story that you interact with. You make choices, you tell it what about yourself, it asks you questions, you answer, and depending on what you say, the story progresses differently. It's a bit like, I remember...
That's incredible. I like that.
It reminds me of when I was at school. I had this book. It was an adventure book. And you'd walk into the spooky mansion and you decide, if you go up the stairs, turn to page 39. If you go down the hallway, page 28. And you could... And that was sort of the low-tech equivalent. Or the adventure game, which came after that. So, but I like this. I like this a lot. And I like the fact that it's the BBC that's done this, because it's truly innovative. It's a great use of this sort of speech-based technology that exists in these various types of smart speakers, and although this is just a first step, I can see educational value and entertainment value in this sort of thing. I think it's fantastic. Very happy with that. I will be firing up mine after this.
But first, you've got to tell us about your gadget of the week. What have you picked
gadget,
for us?
My gadget of the week, yeah, which contained a misspelling, as your producer pointed out. So it's from a company called Kit Sound, K-I-T Sound, all one word. It's a pair of wireless Bluetooth speakers called Immerse, Immerse, as in immersive sound. So it's a Bluetooth pair of speakers. So what? First of all, they're over the ear speakers, so they automatically cut out more of the sound. But also, they've got built-in active noise cancelling, not nose cancelling, as I wrote. It doesn't cancel noses. As I pointed out, if you'd seen my nose, you'd realise it doesn't work. The nose cancelling feature doesn't work. It's only noise cancelling. But it's pretty good. It'll cut out up to 25 decibels of sound from the outside, which is certainly worthwhile. And this is obviously designed for general use, but also that feature combined with the fact that it comes with an adapter for airplane use is very good, because you know airplane sockets, the sockets in the arms on airplanes for their audio and video is not a standard socket. So what does that tell us? First of all, it means that this is not only a Bluetooth pair of headphones, but you know if the battery dies or if you prefer it, you can just plug in a cable, and it comes with a little 3.5 millimeter cable, so you could plug it directly into your phone, assuming you don't have a later series iPhone, plug it into the headphone jack and away you go. And it's got that adapter. The batteries last 12 hours. And the cups on it are foldable inwards, and it comes with its own pouch. So you fold them in, and it fits in a small pouch. So I'd say it's good for people who travel quite a bit. But you can, I mean, it's suitable for almost anybody. I mean, don't use it when you're driving or anything like that. But, you know, it's a good pair of headphones. It's affordable. It's around the £60 mark. And I think the quality is good for the price. You know, you can get better quality if you spend a few hundred pounds. But this will satisfy most people, and particularly, you know, it's funny how sometimes you can spend hundreds of pounds on a really expensive pair of headphones that in theory give you better quality, but because they don't have noise cancelling, you can't hear anything anyway, because you know, so those sorts of headphones are good for, you know, living room use, but these are for sort of outdoor day-to-day use, and also when you're travelling and you really want to block people out, it's great because it sits physically over the ear, so it'll, you know, form a, it's a bit like a pair of studio headphones in that sense, closed back headphones, but with the electronic active noise cancelling.
All good stuff.
So I've given it 4 stars.
Top man. Fevzi, lovely to talk to you as ever. Fevzi Turkel, the gadget detective, with his eye on what's hot this week in the world of tech. Check him out on Twitter.
BBC Radio Oxford.